1, 2, 3. Sore losers! What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What up, y'all? Yo, yo, turn that mic up. Get that audio on point, boy. I am Sizzin from the North. I'm an alpha male. And not doing too much shotgunning at bars, but I am doing some at the crib on the west side of town, no less. And I also read a message that said a woman gets done with her job at midnight every night, and what she looks forward to is listening to our podcast. Wow!
Women across America get out of home from their jobs at midnight?
I mean, maybe she was working at a bar, but bars don't really operate as of nowadays.
Oh, you saw a message like on Twitter
Got
or something?
It. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Carrier pigeon delivered it to me.
Coach, I thought you were like, you read some study or whatever.
Yes, I thought you were about to go into some news article that you read, and I was like, oh, this is going to be very interesting. Women get off their job at midnight, and this is what they want.
First off, I was like, on average, women across America get out of their jobs at midnight? Like,
well, maybe the ladies of the night.
Ladies of the night, they're in the middle of their shift at midnight.
And then after they get out of their shift, most women on average listen to the Sore Losers podcast.
Wow,
that's a good study. But you know what they listen for? The game that America loves. It's called Would You Rather?
We're not doing that, really?
Would you rather lick a dirty trash can or lick the bathroom floor?
Coach, there's Corona going right now. Absolutely none of the above.
Nope, that's not the game. You pick one
or the other. No, Coach, we're supposed to be in quarantine right now. This social distancing. The last thing you need to do is lick anything.
Would you rather lick a dirty trash can or the bathroom floor?
Ray?
In this Corona day and age, I feel so terrible to have to answer this, but I'm going to have to go with, was it a toilet and a trash can?
It's a bathroom floor.
Bathroom floor, maybe some poop feces on there, as well as some pee splatter. Trash can, I've thrown a lot of bad things in the trash can. I'm going to go with the floor, and I'm not going to do it, though, for months until Corona's gone.
Wow.
Eddie.
Oh, Coach, I don't know. No, I can't do it.
No, stop.
No,
Coach,
this is serious right now. Anyone listening, get any ideas, don't lick anything right now. Like, don't lick the bathroom floor.
Would you rather touch five people or would you rather sneeze on your hand and wipe your friend's butt with it?
Would you rather be in a group of more than 10 or hug a person all day?
Would you rather sneeze on a stranger or kiss a loved one?
why do you fight would you rather so much? People really enjoy would you rather.
Who, like, me?
Really, people, our listeners, like would you rather. They enjoy it. And so when you do this, it's just kind of like, okay, like, why do you want to be lame? Just answer the question.
All right, I'll lick a trash can, Coach.
Why?
Because people, so I had this Uncle Fufa. Dang it. I mean, I hope no one in the family's listening, but anyway.
Whoa, just still tell it, Coach. You got to act like no one's listening.
Uncle Foof came one time. I don't know if it was just a regular Cowboys game or the Super Bowl or whatever, and he got a little tipsy or whatever, and we have a little bathroom. We have a little bathroom in the back of our house, you know, kind of by the TV room.
Get him, Foof.
And after the party was over, my mom comes over. He's like, oh, my gosh, have you been in that bathroom? I'm like, well, no, I saw Uncle Foof go in there a lot. Like, I don't know. Foof had peed all over the floor. I don't know if he was just drunk, leaning over, or whatever.
Foof!
And we, since then, we've called it Foof. Whenever, like, you know, you pee all over the floor. Coach, you go to a bathroom floor, people Foof everywhere, Coach.
Have you been, and I know we don't go to bars anymore, but when I did go to them before Corona, you would almost have to step around the lava in the bathroom, the pee lava.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would actually stream at some time.
And I don't understand, like, the urinals, for women listening, the urinals in the men's bathroom, it extends out to where you don't have to ever pee on the floor.
I'll tell you about I think the reason the urinal has stuff on the floor is the backsplash. Because they put those little urinal cakes in there.
Yeah.
And some of them are terrible, and they're just, they They cause more backsplash than anything. So every guy that goes in there, there's backsplash coming onto the ground.
Yeah.
So after 100 guys, there's going to be puddles down there on the floor because a couple drops every guy. It's like it adds up over time.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, guys, there's a way to deal with backsplash. All you do is choke the chicken. And you're directing wherever you need to go.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
how
about?
Does that,
how does that stop
so
it?
So you don't have to pee into the urinal cake. You can shoot it up. You can shoot it directionally.
If you're shooting it off the porcelain, it's still shooting back.
Yeah, it's all
it's
splash.
A hard surface. It's all splash.
Guys, I'll force it up, and I'll splash it to the upper area. So if there was a person next to me, they would get backsplash. But there's a way to ricochet it over away from you.
Look, there's one solution. If you don't want to foof all over a bathroom floor, there's one solution.
Go in the stall.
Go in the stall and sit down and pee.
Okay.
No.
Why don't you
You can stand up in the
guys,
stall.
Guys, went somewhere. Do you see any foof in a women's bathroom?
You know where I went the other day that has great urinal cakes?
A unisex bathroom.
No. Whole Foods. They are like sponges. They were like sponges. Like it absorbed all the pee. There was no splash whatsoever.
It was like a sponge, like Tom Brady's football?
Yes. Sponge! They had the best urinal cakes that I've ever, like, they weren't cheap on their urinal cakes. It's usually
foof resistant.
Yeah, they might have been foof resistant. Exactly.
So look, there's somebody close in my family, not going to mention any names, who, when he goes to somebody's house for dinner or whatever, and he uses the restroom, he sits to pee because he doesn't want to be disrespectful and foof.
Interesting.
Close to you?
Somebody that I know.
Is it you?
No, not me. I swear. It's not me.
Well,
promise.
We're close to you, so can you please rule out us?
Yeah, because it's not me. I don't ever sit down to pee unless I'm
Hey, sorry, guys. I know you guys are enjoying the game night tonight with friends and stuff. I was 5 minutes in there. I sat down to pee as a respect.
Seriously.
Kind of people you hang out with.
He told me this with a straight face. I'm like, you're out of your mind.
Can you write it down?
No.
Can you write it down so we can see?
I'll tell you after the podcast.
No, I just want to see. I want to get a visual. I want to react because I want to know who would do this. Because that's so.
I bet it's brother. Gator.
Really?
How weird is that?
That's so weird to be respectful. Yes. What is respectful about sitting down on the toilet?
No, it's not. The disrespectful part is the foof. You don't want to go into a guest bathroom and foof all over because all that splash, you don't think about it. Sometimes when you pee in a toilet and it's a nice stream and it looks like everything's working properly, but you're not noticing the splash is going on the floor.
There was one time I foofed. I was in Wichita, okay? I was in Wichita for a station event and I went out and just got smashed.
Yeah.
Smashed. And I go back to the hotel. And it's in the middle of the night. Like, you know, I get up to go to the bathroom, and I'm still probably drunk. And I go, and I got my hand on the wall, you know, when you're holding yourself
up.
Oh,
yeah.
And I didn't even turn on the light because I'm like, oh, I see the toilet.
Coach.
And I start going. I'm like, man, that doesn't sound like I'm hitting the toilet.
Coach, and I had you were foofing all over the floor?
No,
foofing
all over I had a pair of shorts right next to the toilet.
Oh, my God.
So I was foofing on my shorts. So lo and behold, the next morning, I just left my shorts there. I didn't even bring them home. Didn't put them in my suitcase. I was just like, I foofed on them. I'm leaving them. They're goners.
See, the hotel staff had to clean up your foof. That's disrespectful.
No. It was like peeing in a towel because it soaked it all up.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, it was right there on the shorts, but I wasn't going to put that in my luggage to take it home. It wasn't worth it. I was just like, you know what? Those shorts are goners. They were a victim of Wichita. They were, you know, a night out at America's Pub.
America's Pub?
Yeah, and that's just what happened. But I'm licking the trash can for that reason. I'm not licking pee particles, poop particles, and then all the germs on the people's feet that go in there, the bottom of their shoes.
Oh, yeah.
A trash can is mostly food and wrappings. Okay, big deal.
You ever done the, you ever heard of the, what's that shot that bartenders
do? Where they get it off
gutter.
The mat.
Yeah, when they get it off the bar mat. You ever taken that?
No.
Would you?
No.
Coach?
Coach, they've advanced it past that. I mean, kids now, I've seen where they do a shot on, you can do it on the trash can lid, the dumpster outside, out back. Mm. If you angle, it has a natural angle to it.
The flap does?
Yes. Kids will get down below it, and it's called, I think it's just honestly a trash lid shot or something like that. You can look it up online.
Ugh.
Yeah, so it's the gutter thing's bad, and that was 10 years ago.
Okay.
No. This is all the spilled, like, drinks.
Yeah, that's
it's just combined, and they just squeeze it out of the mat into a shot.
You call it the sewer shot or the
gutter
shot.
Ray's talking about you go pour a shot on the trash can and take it. Like,
yeah,
what?
Like a luge?
Yeah, it's called a trash can lid luge.
I mean, that's interesting. That's pretty gross.
And we have all these things here. We could try any of them.
I'm out on that. But that's how we play.
Would you rather?
Are you guys going to be like that?
What do you mean?
Why? Tell me what your...
I lost the sounder. I didn't know we did it anymore.
No, because that's the intro.
And it's got to be used also for Would You Rather.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if you're going to be sourpusses all the time when we do Would You Rather. Because I'm trying to bring it back because I think people really like it.
All right, bring it back.
Should we do a poll?
Yeah, we will. We'll put a poll up on Twitter. And put it on Instagram, too. Because I want to know if people... Because I think people like Would You Rather. You know what they do like, though?
What? What did you do last night?
Hashtag...
Sore losers, coin flip madness.
And guys, yesterday I came in here and I was down about it because I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. Well, this full system a go. Like, it is all... Hey, we're ready for liftoff. We have been getting people paying. $10 Venmo, Radio Lunchbox, and you can get in the tournament. We are doing March Madness. All we're doing is flipping a coin. Every game is decided by a coin flip. You don't have to know anything about sports. You don't have to know anything about basketball. Heads or tails, you decide, and you pick your national champ.
The beauty of it is it's virtual. Corona ain't going to shut it down.
Oh, man. Dude.
So, you
want to know how many entries we have so far?
How many entries?
Let me go. Let me update it. Here we go. Entries. Come on, Internet. I mean, we have a lot of people paid. I'm not even going to count the paid. I'm just talking people that have filled out their bracket. Come on.
So some of the round ones, you have Kansas versus Robert Morris.
Yeah, that's a 16 versus one. We have 26 brackets filled out.
Let me just try and rattle off some of these real quick while he's looking. We got Dayton, North Carolina, St. Mary's, Florida, Butler, Yale, Oregon, Winthrop, Penn State. I believe that's Texas State, Creighton, Hofstra. Wow! Michigan State. Oh, that's not Michigan. That's Michigan Vanderbilt. These are teams that are in Gonzaga, UTSA. Wow. Marquette, LSU. That is going to be one heck of a coin flip. You go down into the, I believe that's the Southeast bracket, and you're seeing the Kentuckys and Tennessees playing. I mean, you talk about a rivalry game. Providence is going to meet up with Bradley. And wow, Iowa and Wichita will see each other again at the toss of a coin.
Wichita wins that one, right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of 50-50 on that one.
You got to see who's the favorite. Definitely Iowa. So yeah. Tail would be Wichita. So I went with Iowa. I felt that was a strong head one there.
I feel like Wichita has a better team. I think they can take this one.
Yeah. And now the coin flips are now. What are the rules? Are you going to catch the coin? Or are you going to let the coin drop? How are we doing this?
I think you can do whatever. It's the same type of thing. It's your home field advantage. Your house, you catch it.
So you think every game is different?
Absolutely.
Well, here's the deal. I can already see Lunchbox going to be at his house. The coin drops. The baby grabs it. Then it goes into a crack. Then we never see the coin, heads or tails, and it's a whole operation. At my crib, I'm grabbing it. I'm putting it on the top of my hand, and that's what it is.
I mean, I may even let some of the kids toss one.
Okay, Coach, that's where we get in trouble.
What do you mean?
Then they toss it down the outside and lands in an awkward angle.
And you don't have to do them all from your living room. Let's get creative, right? Let's not just, I mean, go in your pool.
What do you want me to do, Coach? You want me to go to a bar?
Coach, don't do that.
I'm saying, let's just not, I mean, we have a chance to make this tournament interesting. Let's not just sit on our couch and flip the coin 63
times.
Coach,
that's where everyone is, their couch.
And I would go to the pool, but they shut down the entire club.
What are you talking? You want him to get arrested? You can't go anywhere, Coach.
You can go out on the golf course and flip it at a hole. I mean, make it land in the cup.
If you want to go do that. But, I mean, for the most part, Coach, we're going to be in our houses like the rest of the world.
So that's why we're all doing it at our house?
That's why we're doing the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness, Coach.
Yeah, I know. But we got to make our coin flips interesting so people will watch. I mean, people are going to watch
anyway. They're
going
to watch either way because it's the result,
but yes,
baby.
Anyway.
There's the result, baby.
There's a couple people that have paid.
That did not sound like Dick Vitale.
There's
Up and away, baby. Oh, Diaper Dandy.
It's the Dookies, baby.
Look at the coin flip, baby.
Guys, I'm looking at it.
Okay, I don't
right
think
now.
You sound anything like him.
What
you
do
don't.
You mean?
You're good at impressions, not that one.
That one's, you're off.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ray, give me some Dick Vitale.
Oh, it's the Dookies. Here they come. Oh.
Are you kidding me, baby? Did you see that? He's a Diaper Dandy, a high flyer.
Everyone thought it was going to be tails. It's heads, baby.
Hey, and I know a lot of you guys are not at your jobs where you got the free printer access with paper and stuff like that, but when you print off these brackets, they don't print to one piece of paper. So it kind of cuts off half of the teams.
But you don't need.
Why can we never get our crap right? Why is something do you need to print it always out? Messed up?
You
with
don't
it?
Need to print it out. You have it on your computer.
Hey, Ray, you should have heard it yesterday.
We had to call this website at least five times trying to figure things out.
Were they like, are you sure you want the March Madness?
Kenny was the guy that answered every single time.
It was only one dude, Coach. But this is how small the website is. The developer, whose probably name is Kenny, he's also customer service. We called him three times yesterday.
Oh, there can't be anything wrong with the bracket. I worked on it multiple days. It's fine.
Kind of what he sounded like.
Yeah. And he was really nice, though. He was very helpful, informative. He helped walk us through everything.
Did he tell you multiple times, guys, you are aware March Madness got canceled?
No. We explained what we were doing. He goes, that sounds fun.
Oh, great. Give him our idea.
Well, no, we said, do you want in, Kenny? So he may be in.
He may be in. Well, here's the problem. I'm looking at this thing.
Yeah, tell him it's $32. Wave that fee.
We have 26 entrants, but we have 27 entries. Someone trying to sneak an extra one in there.
I don't understand.
Yeah, that was already confusing.
Yeah, I don't understand what that meant.
Entrance means that's people, 26, but there's 27 entries.
Yeah, so you haven't done yours, but you're in. So that's you. Have you voted for your teams?
Oh,
you haven't picked your bracket yet.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I just figured out that I had not paid.
There is more.
I apologize.
There are more brackets.
It is me.
You're not listening. There's more brackets submitted than there are people in the bracket.
Oh, weird.
So someone put in two. So I'm going to have to go through here and knock someone out.
God dang it. It's Mo.
Now.
Hey, guys, you know how usually brackets, they go along. They're easy to follow. Well, this one, it turns it into a periodic table once teams get past the first round.
It doesn't matter, Ray. So, it doesn't matter.
It
you're
does
not
look
looking
like
at
a periodic
matchups.
Table.
You're not
so
looking at, like, oh, my gosh.
Fresno State is going to, after the first round, guys, if Fresno State, God forbid, makes it, they're going to turn into FR. Okay.
Hey, so now you have salt versus potassium.
And Michigan State apparently turns into MI. So is that what is that is some kind of a substance?
The championship is going to be oxygen versus plutonium.
Sure.
Does it work?
Yes, it works. Coach, but listen.
Does it work?
Listen, our first call to Tommy, what was his name?
Kenny.
Liberty turns into lithium after the first round.
Oh, my God.
Coach, our first call to Kenny was like, hey, Kenny, we got this, and we started the bracket and everything, but how do we share it with people? Oh, well, this is what you do. You make it a public bracket, blah, 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 blah. All right, thanks, dude. Perfect. We hang up the phone. We look at it. All right, lunch, send me one. Let's do this. We did a test one. I get it. I'm like, you sent me a blank one. I can't really figure it out. Call Kenny.
You can't click on it. Eddie couldn't click on it.
I mean, so Kenny's answering the phones. He's working on the bracket. He's the only guy working in America right
now. We call Kenny back, and he's like, hi, guys. How's it going?
And how is he a central worker? He needs to be his ass at home.
No, he's at home. He said he was at home.
Yeah, he goes, I'll be here. Man, we're going to call you back in 5 minutes. And he goes, okay, I'll be here. And we literally called him back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, the whole ringer went off for like about 2 minutes. I think he was in the bathroom.
Yeah, and I need Keith Dungan.
No, okay. No, never fired to be a Niner.
Listen,
would you guys
shut up for 1 second?
The 23 entrants are No Teeth Keith, Forrest, Garrett, my dad.
A couple of my friends from Michigan.
My cousin.
Oh, my gosh. These people have paid, and they gave me Twitters that don't work. Keith Dungan, Martin Zamaripa, and Julie Kara.
You guys
paid your $10, but I have no way. Go back to Venmo and send me an email or a valid Twitter because you guys sent me things that I can't, they don't exist.
What's that one guy's name? Dingus? What'd you say?
Dingus
Keith
Zamaripa.
Dungan.
Oh.
Ray, who's your national champ?
Yeah, I got Bradley and Michigan State in the championship, and I have Bradley as the 2020, guys. You're never going to believe this. March Madness champion.
Okay.
I just liked them because I think originally, what was Bradley? I was guessing there's going to be more tails, there's heads. I felt Bradley in a very final matchup against Michigan State, a strong winner as tails as your national champion. Michigan State's going to be the head. They're getting head, and Bradley is tails.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to reveal. I was just asking if you wanted to. I haven't even filled it out yet.
You haven't?
No.
I mean, really, Coach, you can go in there with your eyes closed and just pick random stuff. It does not matter.
That's what's so fun.
And you know, if you just go pick next for every pick. I believe there's 64 of them. You have a 50% chance still.
Right. I was telling Lunch, dude, it's going to be amazing. Some people are going to be out after the first round. They may not hit one single
game.
They
may not get one right.
That's true. That's some bad. You do not go to Vegas with that person.
And Frankie Knuckles asked, any prop bets? Which I thought was funny.
That is pretty good.
Really funny.
And then, okay.
You can do prop bets.
Ray, you brought something great to us. If you guys need some entertainment before the tournament starts, get on FanDuel. There's free contests.
Yeah, baby.
You want me to talk about it?
No, yeah, no. Talk about it.
Guys, so we don't even have a deal with them, but I just stumbled upon an email that said FanDuel is doing these free simulated games. So tonight, I'm not going to be able to watch. I'm going to be in bed, but it's
well,
7.
No, there's one at 3 o'clock, too.
There is?
Yeah, I'm in on both of them.
Oh, me too.
God. So tonight, I saw there was one at 7, and you can pick old players because it's a simulated game. So I had Shaq. I had Kobe playing. And
Wait.
What?
You were in one with Shaq and Kobe?
Yeah me too.
You might have paid for one,
Coach. Oh, my gosh. How much you pay? $20?
No, mine was free, but I did not have that option.
See, yeah. I see all these other entries that are like $4, $1, $2. The main one is tonight, and you can enter multiple times, but it's $2,000 you can win.
How many times do you enter? I only enter twice.
You can only enter one for free.
Okay.
See, here you go. Look, I'm in this, but there is no Shaq and Kobe.
That game may have been full. It's like any other game.
No, he's right. There is a 3 o'clock one.
Yeah.
But I'm in a 3 and a 7.
I'm in a 3 o'clock too, but...
But I don't see anyone with Shaq.
Okay, Coach, they put different players. It's a simulated, made-up
game. No, mine are real real teams that are playing, like, the current rosters.
Oh, well, mine's not. I had, like, Robert Horry and Derek Fisher.
I want to know. I want that one.
That's the 7 o'clock one tonight.
So, guys, anyways...
This is the 7 o'clock right here. 7 o'clock. Boom.
But guys, whatever
there is no even Lakers game at
FanDuel.com. It's for free. You can win a lot of money. It's totally, but it's fun. And you can actually watch the games.
Where? That was my question.
Excitemo or something like. So you'll click on it and it'll show some other link. And technically, if you really wanted to be a loser and watch the games, you can do that. If you have nothing to do. I just kind of wanted to wake up in the morning and see how many points Shaq and Kobe put up. Coach. Yeah, I'm clicking on the three.
I'm so jealous of your guys' comp because I want to pick Shaq and Kobe. Because whoever's playing with Kobe is just going to go off.
I have Kobe. Why? What do you mean?
Oh, you know the game's going to simulate in his favor.
Yes.
Of course.
They have to.
Yeah.
And I want that option, but I don't have it.
See, I'm seeing the 3 o'clock game now, too. I didn't even see that before.
Hey, on a side note, my son yesterday was Googling.
Yeah, the 3 o'clock game is players that play today. And then the 7 o'clock game is the throwback. So that's what it is. You got in the current players list.
Dude, I am telling you.
I'm going LeBron, AD, Drummond, Whiteside. I am loaded.
Whiteside plays right now. Drummond plays right now.
That's the 3 o'clock one. That's why I'm doing that one.
My 7 o'clock is I have Brogdon, Lou Williams, Kelly Oubre.
No. That's weird.
Bertans. I got Kawhi.
Coach, that's bizarre. I don't know why it did that.
That is so... I'm
look, the first one I just opened up right now, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Westbrook, Harden, Derek Fisher.
And you clicked on NBA or eNBA?
Yes, no, NBA.
Because when I click on NBA Lobby, look, this is so weird to
me. Look, it's free 99.
But NBA, right? That's the only option.
Is there something playing in there?
No. I hear something too, though.
7 o'clock, right?
Go.
And it's all the regular games.
I don't know, Coach.
Yeah, I'm entered into both. I got the 3 and the 7, so we got to make sure we get this podcast out in time so people can enter both simulated games.
Yeah.
And then good luck finding them where they play them. It's some Excitemo or something website.
And, Ray, did either of you guys start Tiger King?
No.
Nah. I'll do that this weekend when I have more than 1 hour to look around in my life before I have to go to bed or go to work.
Dude, Tiger King, I watched 2 more episodes last night.
How did you have 2 hours free with wife, kid, cooking dinner?
Kid goes to bed at 7. So then from 7 to 9, I can watch 2 hours of TV.
Wow. Dude, and I bet you love that Twilight 7 to 9.
That 7 to 9 is just like awesome. Like you take your shoes off finally and you sit down on the couch and you're just like, ugh.
Who's Brian Shaw? Is he good?
Back in the day, dude.
All right, I'm picking him.
Dude, would you stop rubbing it in? I want to watch you click on things because I want to see how you did it because it's not available on my FanDuel.
Go back to the lobby. I'm telling you, it was called Excitemo. There it is. check out our eNBA contest.
eNBA. So I clicked on NBA. Eddie told me NBA.
Well, yeah, you're doing eNBA. It's awesome, and they stream them.
eNBA. There you go. Now I'm in. 8 o'clock. There's only one option.
Okay, so then you click on it again, and you can head to Awesome-O stream, and it's on YouTube.
Okay.
And I guess they just play it. I guess at 3. There it is. They just pull it up.
Oh, yeah. And it's OKC versus the Lakers.
Wait, 18:30 is 5:30. Why is that? Whatever. So, yeah, you just pull it up and just play it on this YouTube awesome
guys,
site.
Rick Fox is available. Horace Grant. Robert Ory.
Oh, here's what it is. It's the simulation between the OKC Thunder of 2011.
I just said that.
And there it is. Sorry, I was reading while you said it.
Oh, Mark Madsen's available. I mean, guys, this makes me my day.
And it's just going to play it on the – I will feel such a loser watching this, but I kind of do want to watch it.
Yeah, if you watch this, you are a loser.
How long does it last?
I mean, I'm hoping not 2 hours.
Coach, I hope it's the length of a real game.
Coach, it's a halftime and everything. The cheerleaders are invert. You got these 3D cheerleaders. Your chick walks into the room. You're watching the 3D halftime show.
Oh, this is so interesting.
That's great. This is the kind of stuff we need, man.
No, we do need this. But – anyway, you guys need to watch Tiger King. This is bananas. Like, the whole thing is just nuts. This dude puts out music videos. There's his rival in Florida. He accuses her of murdering her husband and feeding him to the tigers.
Okay.
And he makes music videos about her feeding her husband to the tigers.
Okay.
Still not sounding like a show I want to watch, but go ahead.
He wants to be so like he does an internet TV show and he thinks it's really big and only 50 people a night watch. And so he hires this guy that put on reality shows to come in and direct it. I mean, it is, and they brainwash people because they have all these people that work on their farms. The guy in Oklahoma, he paid them $150 a week. The lady in Florida, they didn't get paid. They were just volunteers. And they got different shirts depending on how many hours they volunteer. So after 6 years, you can get all the way up to a light blue shirt.
Hey, that's like you here.
No, I get paid.
No. No, we just, Coach, yeah, have you gotten a paycheck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we sold a couple t-shirts last month.
And, okay. and the guy in South Carolina, I think he has 4 wives. I mean, he gets these girls when they're like 18, fresh out of high school. They come, and then they stay with him forever.
These
there's
are
one.
All cat people?
Yes, all big cat people. It is... Guys, Joe Exotic, he looks like Joe Dirt. Like, that's what
he
reminds
me. Is that
why
his name is Joe Exotic? Because he looks like Joe Dirt?
I don't think so.
And here's the thing. Just because somebody's creepy and gross and it weirds you out, does that make it a great show? I mean, do you really want to leave a show where you almost got to wash yourself off afterward?
Well, there's nothing about
Lunchbox likes that stuff.
No, I love feeling grimy.
He loves trashy shows.
It's not about... feeling gross. Like, it doesn't make me feel gross. It's about their rivalry. And like, so he, like, Joe Exotic starts kind of copying their logo. So they start suing him for copyright infringement and they start battling in the courts. And it I don't know how this ends, but it's supposed there's a murder for hire plot in this somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know where it's headed, but it's going to get crazy.
Dang.
Yeah, no, we haven't started that, Coach.
Dang, dude.
You guys are nothing today. You guys have no fun.
What do you mean?
I mean, Cam Newton's getting released today.
Yeah. Good.
That's why I'm sad.
Maybe he'll be
bit.
On a simulation game in a year.
Like, if you're Cam Newton, do you think, man, my career's over?
Yeah. Oh, it is, dude. It's gone down. He got in that truck wreck. I don't know if that led to anything.
No,
but
I mean, it led him to the Super Bowl.
Oh. But he, the arm has always been super strong, but then he wasn't very mobile, and then his shoulder was
jacked. Cam's not mobile?
Not really. It's slowed
down
a lot.
He's running like a slow.
He's starting to run a little bit like a mixture of Gronk and Witten.
And a slow RG3.
No, he didn't play last year because he was hurt all year, but before that he was fine. He was running. And I just don't think he's that good throwing the football, and he's taking so many hits, I just don't know if anybody wants him. And once they sign Bridgewater, I mean, Carolina, no one was going to trade for Cam Newton. So now what happens to him? Does he go somewhere? Does he go to New England?
You got to think that he goes somewhere. I don't see a guy like that just dropping out of the NFL. But let's be real, Andrew Luck, they fall from the sky all the time.
Well, Andrew Luck retired.
Oh.
I'm confused about Bridgewater. What did he do that made him so good?
Well, he signed with Carolina.
No, I know. What has he done?
He came in and replaced Drew Brees.
Oh, for a little bit?
Yeah, went 5-0.
Yeah, Bridgewater. He's about as fun to watch as a bridge over water.
You know what I mean? Coacher. It's a good one, Coach. It's a good one.
And the Olympics. Olympics got postponed, too.
Everything was getting postponed. The Olympics took forever, though. March Madness dropped that. It was like Ivy League, boom. Next day, March Madness goes, here you go. Here, we're going to do this contest where we show how big our is. Here you go. We're going to cancel that.
But when were the Olympics supposed to start?
This summer.
Yeah. Coach, I know. We're in April. Why don't
we
just wait it out?
You realize we're behind. I mean, we're supposed to have March Madness. We're supposed to be gearing up for the Masters. We're supposed to be Olympics this summer. We're behind on all these sports. They're all going to be at the same time now.
Well, the reason I don't think you can
wait it out
is because you have to have the Olympic trials. All these people need to be training.
They can't train.
Hey, props though to the people that were kind of procrastinating with their training. They're like, awesome, I got another year.
But it also hurts people that were at the very edge, like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be my last Olympics because I'm getting older. Another year, there's another year of younger competitors coming, and they're not gonna get to realize their Olympic dream.
Well, and how do you keep up the training if you can't go to a pool or a track or a gym? Like, even for like say the next, if they can't push it back a month or 2 months. They got to push it back, a year? So that means that all these athletes, superior athletes, grade A physical specimens, are going to get fat for a year.
Okay.
Unless they're just jogging around their neighborhood, they have no options. Unless they have gyms where they just go and they're the only one there without their trainer.
I'm guessing a lot of the Olympians have a gym and they have a pool. Let's be real.
They own the pool?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Olympians aren't rich.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You know they make this thing now that's it almost looks like a hot tub, but it's just a thing you put into almost a hot tub, I believe, and it makes the motion as if you were a swimmer, so you can swim like...
Yeah, but I bet it's the same damn thing as swimming.
Okay, Coach.
That's just like running on the treadmill.
Yes, Coach.
Run on the treadmill 5 miles, then run outside 5 miles.
Different.
The 5 miles outside will kick your ass more than the treadmill.
Like, say you're a football team, right, and you only practice in a little bubble.
No,
you have to get on the elements and practice it wherever the game's going to take place.
All you do is hit that little sled.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, because it simulates an offensive lineman, right. So you just push it back, and that's just like playing the game.
Coach, yep. These athletes are going to lose their edge, man.
Like the people that ride on those Peloton bikes, they could probably do the tour.
Tour de France. Shut up.
No. It happens to a lot of those guys. They just crash.
Oh, Coach.
Oh, because they're used to just being, yeah.
Can't simulate a crash, Coach.
They can't ride an actual bike.
So what is the NBA going to do? Are you going to have like 2 weeks of practice before you start the NBA season again?
They're going to suck.
You want to know how many times I've said this? They're going to be so bad. LeBron, some of the guys that have been.
I believe basketball players have gyms in their
house. Well, even then you can go to your driveway and play.
Yes. But it's not the same. But I'm just saying, are they going to have 2 weeks of practice? How are they going to... Just picking up all this. All right, game time, go.
Great point, and I have a great question. You think any of these teams are meeting up and practicing?
No.
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 No. Coach, I know you play beer pong with your neighbors and stuff, but they are not risking it.
No. They would get in so much trouble. Like, the NBA would fine them, sanctions, everything. They are not allowed. Like, NFL doctors, they are no longer doing physicals. You have to go to a private doctor. Like, you know, you have their team doctor that examines the players. Like, oh, okay, yeah, they passed their physical. They're no more. So you have to go to a private doctor.
You're telling me the Lakers haven't seen each other in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Come on. You guys believe in the good of society like that? You're telling me.
Okay. He sounds like the drunk dude at the bar. You believe in this corona crap?
Stop. Come on. Of all the, everybody's trying to get an advantage. So of all the baseball teams, all the football, all the basketball, all the hockey, all of those teams, there's not one team that's out there trying to get that edge in practice?
No.
All right.
No.
Because you know how there's media and paparazzi? You're telling me if all those people got together, someone wouldn't see it?
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't see those spring training games. Let's be real.
But if all the Lakers were getting together at LeBron's house, you don't think it's going to get out there somehow, some way?
Of course. The neighbor would be like, there's 30 cars at LeBron's house.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, there's Danny Green. What's Dwight Howard doing over there? Hey, is that Kuzma? Oh, man. Rondo!
What about Anthony Davis? I mean, you would see him above the bushes. Yeah. His head, his unibrow would be going above the trees. Like a giraffe.
Oh, man, that's a nice bush. Oh, no, that's just an eyebrow. I mean, Caldwell Coach, Pope. That's Caldwell Pope.
Coach, you saying that crap reminds me. I was watching Live PD the other day.
Oh, that's a good show.
It's a great show. But there was this dude they pulled over, and he's drunk on the, and they sit, cuff him and sit him down on the curb on the side of the road. And he's like, "Why you got gloves on, copper man?" And the cop's like, "Coronavirus. We got to be careful." Come, you believe in that crap? He goes off about it's government corona, man. This ain't nothing. Nobody getting sick. Can't believe you guys are smarter than that to believe in that crap. You sound like that dude by thinking that sports teams are out practicing right now.
Dodger.
Oh man. But yeah, if you want to get in on this flip coin flip madness, let's go home. I feel like.
You feel like what?
I don't know. I feel like you guys are annoying today.
Oh, we're annoying you?
No, I don't know.
Are you getting annoyed by us?
No. In the beginning, I was.
Okay.
Coach, listen, though. This is going to go. We're doing the simulations on Thursday.
We're going to start.
And so.
The first game start Thursday.
We're gonna flip 32 coins
on
Thursday?
No. It's not how it's going to work. In the NCAA tournament, do they play 32 games in one day?
16.
Okay. That's not 32.
They so play 16 games in one day?
Yeah. Yep. Have you ever watched March Madness before? Coach, that's what we were looking forward to, and you didn't even know how many games.
I didn't realize it's 16. That's a lot of games.
Oh, my gosh, Coach. It's a thing called March Madness. They do.
They start out with 64 teams. Well, it's really 68, but we're not doing the playing games.
And it's so many games that every TV at the bar has every one of these games on. Remember, you and me actually went and sat at a bar and watched it.
I know, and they start at 11, and
they go all the way to 11.
And sometimes there were four on at a time. That usually equals out to like 16 a day.
Yeah, okay. So what are we going to do, 16 a day?
We haven't decided that yet.
Yeah.
We got to figure that out.
I bet that'll get anticlimactic around, I don't know, two.
Oh, my God.
Coachy.
Oh,
my God.
We should start it tomorrow.
Not everyone's in. We're still waiting.
I love how you guys act like you're going by the actual March Madness rules and regulations. Guys, the tournament got canceled. We can do whatever we want.
No, Coach. If we were going by the rules and regulations, the tournament started last week.
Guys, if we're going by the rules and regulations, UTSA would not be in the tournament.
And we can't start tomorrow because we have people still paying and still filling out brackets.
Guys, this website, though, you'll get the email. It's very simple. I was able to do it.
Hey, did you like my email?
Yeah.
Read it to everybody. I felt good.
Pulling it up. Eddie, you got it?
No. You're doing it right.
Welcome to the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness. We flip our way to a champion. Will it be heads? Will it be tails? That's for you to decide. May the coin flip your way. Rules. Heads is going to be in the higher seed. Tails is in the lower seed. If the seed at the same time... Is it the same seed? We'll announce in the video who is heads and who is tails. Once you fill it out and hit enter, you can't make any changes. Website doesn't allow it. Sorry. No idea the scoring because it's set by the website. Good luck!
Good stuff, man.
Let's go! All right. We'll see you Thursday. Hey, tournament starts Thursday, so Thursday morning, deadline. Get in.
Are we doing this like game times the same as they do for March Madness?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm not staying up till 11 o'clock at night to flip a coin.
I'll do it.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, all you at your houses, make sure you do the TV guide. These coin flips are going to be going off on Thursday. Just like March Madness, we're doing them exactly the same. You won't even remember that March Madness got canceled.
Who's our big sponsor? Do we get a big sponsor this year?
Are Charles and Kenny, and they're going to do their commercials during our
not
coin
Charles
flip?
And Kenny.
Yeah, you
Charles,
know
Samuel Jackson,
you
and
know
Spike
our,
Lee.
You guys know our sponsor.
Oh, is Kenny not in them?
No, Coach.
I just thinking about inside the NBA.
Interesting.
Hey, Bovada, if you want to get in on this coin flip madness, we'll do some lines on your website.
All right.
Who sings this dumb song?
Luther Vandross. They tried to. Here's how bad they screwed it up one year. Luther Vandross has been the voice of, you know, One Shining Moment forever. They tried to change it to Jordan Sparks one year.
Oh, gosh.
And I think it was Jordan Sparks. Maybe it was Jennifer Hudson. Whatever. But hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, you guys, Sore Losers Corrections. You're on high alert. Go, Jer. Here it is. It was.
My bad. It was Whitney Houston.
2011. Let's see who it is. Let me see.
It was Zendaya. Thank you, Coach. Good quality audio. He's putting a mic on his laptop. That's Brian Gumbel, huh?
Hello.
There it is.
What website are you streaming that from?
YouTube.
Fuzzy.com.
Okay, Coach, who's singing it? It's an instrumental version. I'm sorry, that's the wrong one.
That's
Luther Vandross, Coach. Sounds like Luther Vandross.
Well, they did a girl one year, and it was just there was so much outrage on social media.
We got all the time. Pull up another video. Let's listen to another video you've been watching on your computer.
No, I didn't. I just typed in one shining moment. Maybe it was Jennifer Hudson. Let me look. I just knew it was an American Idol.
My apologies. It was Adele.
Was it Jennifer Hudson?
Coach, I say bail on it.
No. You don't bail on good audio.
No, you bail on facts.
It was Carrie Underwood.
Whenever I'm factually inaccurate, I just bail.
There's a girl singing there.
No.
Hey, guys, let us know if you're betting on eSports, if you're trying anything on Bovada. They got a lot of wacky stuff going on. So does Sportsbook. They're letting you bet on stuff overseas, this, that.
Jennifer
if you are.
Jennifer Hudson, 2010. The very next year.
They went back to the dude.
Okay, Coach, it sounds like you are underwater.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. No, it's just not the same. I mean, when you expect Luther at the end of the NCAA tournament and they spring that on you, the outrage on social media was unreal.
Hey, on the periodic table, what's AU? Auburn?
Yes.
Hey, what about VA?
That's Virginia.
No, it's Vanderbilt.
Ah.
I hate you guys.
Dang, dude.
Coach,
what
we
the
should,
heck?
Coach, we should do like flashcards on this one. You know, like whenever you're trying to memorize the periodic table? All right, let's go.
My final four is Michigan State, Florida, Bradley, and UT, whoever that is.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Which one is UT, Coach? Lunchbox?
I don't know. I haven't looked at
the lunch.
What element is UT?
I don't. It's either Texas or Tennessee. I don't
nope.
know.
What it's UTEP.
UTEP.
Hey, on lunch's periodic
Oh, I forgot
table,
UTEP's even in there.
UTEP has taken over as the new UT.
Hey, Coach, everyone like argues, no, the real UT is Tennessee. It's Texas. No, not
it's
here.
UTEP.
UTEP.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Sore losers, coin flip madness. It's UTEP, baby, the new UT.
Coach, that's hilarious. Come on.
Oh, boy. All right, we're out of here.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life.
What's WI?
You're a shooting star. And all the
Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's good. Good guess, Coach.
Guys, and on this link that Lunch is going to send you.
What else could be in? What else is it? Is there? I don't know who.
Hey, WI. I mean, that's an easy one, right?
No, obviously
Winthrop.
It's not.
It's a Winthrop. No, not Wisconsin this time.
Dang.
What about no? What, on this bracket, what is no, you think?
New Orleans?
No, it's North Carolina. Guys, listen, but this email you're going to get from us, it is from the website is Woobox. So I don't think that's a weird site or a smut site, but it is Woobox.
I hate you guys.
I'm serious, though. Just click the link. Don't be afraid.
Hey, what's PE?
Penn State.
Penn State. You got it.
Bam.
Good job, Coach.
Yeah, I'm good at this. The ball
is what about the new – what about BA?
Oh, that's
Bradley.
Bachelor's.
No, that's Baylor. Sorry, guys.
Oh, wow.
What else you got?
What about what about a nice little SE? What do you think SE is?
SE?
SE or SC?
SE.
Oh, that's probably
Sam
Southeastern. Southeastern.
Sorry, guys. It's Seton Hall.
It's so hard.
What about state? What about the letters ST
on
our bracket? Oh, NC State.
Michigan State.
Nope, that's Stephen F. Austin, I believe, but it cuts off. Sorry, guys. It didn't printer friendly me.
No, that's not true, Coach. ST is St. Mary's.
No, I have Seton Hall.
What, for ST?
S-E. Oh,
oh my okay, God, okay. There are two STs.
ST. Wait, ST is Stephen F. Austin.
No, Coach, ST blue is Stephen F. Austin. ST purple is St. Mary's.
Oh, Coach! Coach, we're poking holes in this.
Coach, this is good stuff. I love it.
Oh, I hate you guys.
All right, let's get out.
Let's go home.
Guys, and mine didn't even print properly. I can't even read half the teams.
Hey. What's USC?
Oh, that's the USC, University of Southern California.
No, sorry, guys. Maryland.
Is it really, Coach?
No. Oh. It's just something completely different. All right, what's UCLA?
Oh, boy.
University of California, Los Angeles.
Nope. Harvard.
Oh, and I wanted the bracket at the top to say March Madness, something like they usually do.
What does
but
it say?
It just says in big, bold letters, your predictions. Like, that's... And then in really small letters, it says, sore losers, coin flip madness.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Coach, you did a good job.
Beauty is if a boss ever sees this laying around your house, it doesn't look like a March Madness bracket. You're in the clear. It just looks like you're studying some chemistry stuff.
We have one in that he just tweeted out. He has Auburn, AU, winning it all.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's going to lose. Remember, the actual team isn't playing, buddy. It's a coin flip.
He has.
Oh, and he has him playing ST.
In the championship.
Stephen F. Austin.
Blue ST.
Yeah, is it purple? Okay, blue.
Hey, if Lunch picks Kansas, like, the only thing.
I mean, that would be the biggest idiot thing to do.
The only thing that I can say to that is you're an idiot.
Coach, did you pick Kansas to win
it? I haven't done it.
Like, if you do that, Coach, it's something brother would do. I still went with Kansas.
No, I picked Gonzaga to win it all. Did you see him play all year? They were really good.
Coach, that doesn't matter with a coin flip,
oh,
Coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Eddie yesterday, he's like, dude, I can't see who they match up against next if I pick them to win. And then he's like, oh, wait, it doesn't even matter.
I'm looking at the matchups like, well, I don't know, man. Sam Houston State.
Yeah, Duke has some big guys that can really play down low. I mean, yeah. They match up well against Sam Houston State.
I got to the very final one. I was like, Michigan State versus Bradley. All right, who am I going to pick for the national champ? I was like, shut up. Just put Bradley. This is all stupid.
It doesn't even matter.
And prize amounts will be determined by how many people get in, so I haven't come up with that yet.
Why'd you put North Texas in?
Because they were an automatic bid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had won their conference tournament.
Nice, I didn't know
that. I wanted to do it out of respect to NTSU.
Did you put Memphis in there?
No, Memphis sucked.
No Anthony Hardaway?
Coach, they were good.
No. They had that kid that got paid to move there.
Wiseman. He didn't even play. He quit.
Yeah, well, when you see this bracket, let us know. Who got boned? You know there's somebody that
Oh, that's right. You need to know who got left out, the snubs.
Who?
I don't know. Who do you think?
Notre Dame for sure.
Oh my God.
They were no good. They did shoot some threes, though.
Notre Dame could have won the whole thing.
Arkansas, I thought, should have been given a bid.
They're in.
They are?
Yeah, they're in.
I didn't even see them.
I think they're playing Duke in the first round. Yeah, Arkansas Duke.
They did make it in. North Dakota State?
They were automatic.
Coach.
You could have still left them off, Coach. They look gross on that bracket.
Coach, Carson Wentz has been playing for them. This is basketball.
Guys, keep going.
Props to you, though, for putting in Michigan and Michigan State. Much respect. Also, thank you for putting in Texas State. Does Kansas play Duke in the first round, or is that it?
Nope. They play Robert Morris.
Who does Duke? Duke plays something else then.
Yeah, obviously.
You didn't put Evansville in?
No. They fired their coach.
Yeah, still.
They didn't deserve to be in. They beat Kentucky, but then they lost like every other game, it seemed like, so they didn't deserve to be in.
BYU versus Cincinnati is an actual game that would be on the March Madness bracket. Props on that one.
Thank you.
I like looking at some of these and being like, wow, that almost could be how the March Madness bracket would have looked.
Yeah, Duke plays Arkansas in the first round.
I said that already.
Oh, mine just says Kansas. It cut off. Sorry. Not printer friendly. That's what that was.
Is it really not printer friendly?
No, I literally have Duke versus Kansas.
Oh, boy.
Coach, I tried everything.
But why do you have it on your computer right in front of you?
I did, but I X'd out of it. I can pull it back up.
All right.
This is going to be fun, though.
You know who's not in? Taylor Dial has not got in. I'm shocked. Mo from Tampa was one of the first ones in.
And you know, the person that does win is the luckiest person I've ever known in my entire life, because that means they were the luckiest coin flip predictor of all the coin flips that went down.
I mean, they're going to win hundreds of dollars.
That means you need to go to Vegas when it opens back up and play roulette or something, because you have crazy luck doing 50-50.
This is going to be crazy. Guys, this is going to be so much fun.
I hope it is. I really do. I hope you guys enjoy it. All right, let's get out of here.
You didn't put A&M in there?
Nope.
Nah, they were terrible.
There's only 62 slots. I can't put every team in.
Oh, did you put in a Minnesota team?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Lox is going to be pissed.
Lox is already in.
No, but I'm talking about for his team. Shining
moment. There are only 62 slots. I can't get everybody's team in.
I don't know. Coach put a pretty easy route for his Kansas team to get to the finals.
I put Duke in their region.
Coach, it doesn't matter.
I put Michigan State in their region. That's not an easy route.
I cannot believe Stetson is in this
it's
tournament.
It's not an easy route. Coach, I have Stetson winning it all.
I have him winning the first game just because you talked about him so much, but then I have him getting beat by Texas. No, they beat Texas Tech, and then
yeah,
I have him
right.
losing to Florida.
Oh, I mean, that's realistic.
Yeah, see, like...
But it doesn't matter.
I don't know if I can take Kansas to win it all because I cannot... Because they're going to be the first game of the tournament.
And that's a lot of heads. You think it's really going to go heads that many times?
I just don't know.
I didn't think about that.
Coach, if you have the underdogs winning more, that means you like tails better.
I didn't even think about that.
No, I just can't have Kansas win it all. Because if that's the first game of the tournament, I don't want to be eliminated the first freaking game.
Coach, am I an idiot for not thinking about all the heads?
Coach, what did you base it off of? The team names? Like, what else
no,
would you base
random.
It off?
No, he based it off coaching. He likes to look at the coaching.
Well, that too. And home field advantage.
Oh, my gosh. It's home court. It's not even a field.
Whatever.
All right, let's go home.
Okay, we're done. Any more, Coach?
I'm stopping the recording.
Okay.